Nehemiah 7, The City with Names. Watchful Order. With the wall complete, see yesterday, Nehemiah does not exhale. He orders. He appoints gatekeepers, singers, and Levites, security and worship, side by side. Hanani and Hananiah lead because character, not charisma, rules. Hananiah was faithful and feared God more than many. English Standard Version. He tightens gate protocols, open only when the sun is hot, appoint neighborhood watches. Archaeology supports such Persian period prudence. Jerusalem was small and vulnerable, concentrated around the Temple Mount and City of David. Holiness here is practical. Vigilance is part of piety. Names and holiness. God puts into his heart to gather the people and register them by genealogy. The list mirrors Ezra 2, an imperial-style role that also roots identity and worship. The Nethinim, given ones, likely trace to the Gibeonites, Joshua 9, now honoured as temple servants. Some cannot prove priestly descent. The Tishatha, Persian title for governor, withholds their priestly share until a priest appears with the Urim and Thummim, Exodus 28:30. Protection of the holy is not exclusionary pride. It is guardian love for God's presence. Augustine saw such lists as testimonies to the city of God in pilgrimage. Calvin noted the mercy of God in preserving a remnant with ordered worship. In Hebrew, Sefer HaYakas, Book of Genealogy. Whispers toward Revelation's Book of Life. Names kept by grace, not pedigree. Philippians 4:3, Luke 10:20, 2 Timothy 2:19. The spacious city. The city was large and spacious, but there were few people in it. The wall is not the end. A people must inhabit, give, sing, and watch. Nehemiah 7 prepares for Nehemiah 8's revival, structure before scripture, so the word can dwell richly. Cross-references: Ezra 2, Vern Chronicles 9, Malachi 3:3, Ephesians 2:19-22, Revelation 21:12-14. Hymn: Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. Prayer: Lord of the City with Foundations, write our names on your heart, teach us holy vigilance, and fit us together as living stones. Order our worship, purify our service, and populate our spacious places with your presence. Through Jesus, our High Priest. Amen.